So when you first looked at the FriendFind app, what did you initially think the buttons did? Did it ring any like bells as to what?
You mean the buttons down the right hand side? Yeah, no, those were fairly obvious. One was to phone, one was something to do with the Bluetooth, and something was either to cancel. I assumed it was to cancel.
Okay. So you found it sort of self-explanatory?
Yes.
Okay. So after using both applications and phone, I guess, for the whole day, would you say that it's a useful device to have?
Not for me personally.
Yeah.
I think it's a... My phone does all of this anyway, so why do I need a watch to tell me to look at the phone?
Okay. How would you describe the physical user interaction, like with the buttons?
They're too hard to push sometimes, and I couldn't get my fingers into the right place to not push the one on the left when I was trying to push some of the ones on the right. So it was a bit tricky there.
Right. So, and also just generally, did the buttons do what you thought that they would do?
No. Trying to work out how to go back took quite a while. And then sometimes going forward took me back again, and then it got a bit confusing at times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Did the applications that you were using provide any value to you? Were they valuable in consuming in important data?
I liked the weather. Thought that was quite cool, and I like the fact that you can get games on there.
Okay. Right. Any other examples?
I think the phone finder would be useful, but I didn't know about it until afterwards.
Of course. Okay.
But I was trying to work out what it was, so.
Okay. Yeah. So have you ever used any sort of phone finding application before?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not, eh?
No.
Right. Okay. If you did have a phone finder application, would you initially use that to actually find your phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially for the novelty value, and then when I did actually lose my phone, I think it would be quite useful.
Of course. So was there any circumstance that you came across today where looking at the watch was easier than accessing your phone?
Yes. I was tutoring today, and I changed the display from a digital to an analog, and then back to a digital, because digital is more useful in certain times, and then an analog was more useful during the tutorial. It was quite interesting.
Right.
It was very weird.
Okay.
I used the watch the whole day, though, not the phone.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used other smartwatches before?
Nope, never.
Is that okay? Is there any reason?
It's expensive. Never had much exposure to them. I thought this one would be cool.
Did you feel that at any time today the watch impeded you in doing any tasks?
It's too big on my wrist, so sometimes it would catch on things where I wasn't expecting it to catch.
Right. So did you feel it was more convenient, perhaps in certain circumstances, to use the watch than using a phone?
No, definitely. It's limited functionality, but you know what's there, so you can use that one more than the phone. Like, I used it for an alarm to remind myself to come here.
Okay, cool. Okay, so what further functionality would you suggest on a watch like this?
A way to turn off the pairing, a more obvious way of turning off the pairing between the phone and the watch. So if you wanted to turn off the Bluetooth, to be able to just turn it off by the watch, and also to be able to check your battery life, because you don't know what the battery is doing on the watch.
Okay. So in general, are there any criticisms that you can give?
The buttons are very hard to work out what they do initially. Once you get it, it's okay, but especially the back, you need some sort of... Even just like the images that you used in the phone finding, something
mm-hmm.
like an arrow or something, just to show you that this is the way to...
So they aren't really intuitive?
Mm-mm. The images are, the buttons themselves
mm-hmm.
aren't.
Alright. Okay, I think that's about it then.
Cool.
Yeah.